This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we haven't heard a lot of Me Too, hashtag Me Too, this past year. Maybe it's because COVID dominated the headlines. Maybe it's because a lot of people have been out of work. Maybe it's because people have been working remotely. I know a lot of employers and managers have kind of breathed a sigh of relief because for a little time there, after Harvey Weinstein and everything going on, many managers and employers were a little, overwhelmed with, you know, how to approach, you know, somebody feeling harassed, assaulted. There was training. Everybody had to go through training. Human resources. Some of them had to build special departments for those who felt that they were harassed and needed confidential means to be able to complain. And then on the flip side, you had managers and employers worried about being falsely accused and what to do if you fire somebody. And you fire somebody and then they turn around and say, yeah, but you harassed me. And so I can't tell you how many people have reached out saying there is somebody they need to fire, but they are afraid that firing that person, they are going to just make stuff up. And it's frightening when you feel like you are held hostage like that, as well as it's very frightening to be in a work situation where you are harassed and assaulted. It's happened to many of us, so including myself. So, I think the distance and the virtual work has really helped cut down not only of cases of assault, but cases of accusations. But sometimes things get a little, hairy, shall we say? So there was an Indian woman who was sued for defamation of her boss. She had made a complaint of sexual harassment. This happened in New Delhi. And so the accuser, though the man actually who she alleged had sexually harassed her, turned around and sued. Indian journalist Priya Ramani had then been sued because she had accused her former editor of sexually harassing her in a hotel room 2 decades prior. So back in 2018, she had come out, because 2018 was when the Me Too movement, you know, started to surface. And she said, look, my former editor, even though she wasn't currently working with him, former editor sexually harassed her in a hotel room 2 decades prior. This then triggered a flood of similar allegations against the same person, Mubashar Jawed Akbar, who goes by MJ Akbar. Now, Akbar is currently a government minister. Now, over 20 women came forward with similar stories, including allegations of rape. Now, he denied the allegations and sued Ramani for criminal defamation. Today, however, she was acquitted. So she said, I feel vindicated on behalf of all the women who have ever spoken out against sexual harassment. So back in 2018, she had tweeted that the unnamed, quote, male boss she had described in an article for Vogue, who made inappropriate advances towards her during a job interview in a hotel room. She called him a sexual predator. His other accusers included a former intern and colleagues. Her account was part of a wave of sexual harassment allegations then that started to flood social media in India as part of the Me Too movement. Now, Akbar is now 70 years old, is probably one of the most high-profile individuals in the country to be accused. They say others include Bollywood actors, comedians, former Chief Justice at India's Supreme Court. Now, Akbar had said the allegations against him were wild and baseless. He had been serving as a junior minister in India's External Affairs Ministry, but resigned when the allegations came to light. He still has not faced any criminal proceedings himself. None of his alleged victims have filed charges. Now, according to the 2018 social media poll of more than 15,000 people, 78% of those sexually harassed at the workplace in India don't report it. In 2013, India enacted new guidelines against sexual harassment in the workplace, but experts say enforcing the law remains a challenge. So, obviously, people are happy that Romani was able to get out of a lawsuit for defamation, and it's this unfortunately is something that I don't know what the answer is. You know, women don't want to feel, anybody doesn't want to feel re-victimized coming out, which is why many of us don't say anything. I didn't say anything years ago because I thought nobody would believe me. You know, I thought I would be, I thought bad things would happen. My career would be over. This was before my career. Any chance of having a future career would be over. I'm like, you know what? It happened. It was horrible. I'm going to move on, not say anything. It was a choice I made. I'm not going to come out and name anybody now because I feel like it was my fault. I should have said something back then. But that's just me personally. But I can understand why somebody doesn't say anything back then. I mean, you know, in the olden days, things would happen. Somebody would touch you. Somebody would proposition you. Unfortunately, it was something that happened, and you had to live with it and deal with it, and it was not good that that was the way things were, and thank God we've changed things where we feel like we could come out. The only problem is something that you think would be a slam dunk and something that you think would be embraced by everybody takes a bad turn when you see like what happened with the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, or where somebody will say, look, this person did something to me, and then it's a he said, she said. And then there's like the burden of proof on the accuser, on the victim. Then we saw on camera somebody being arrested and having later claimed that they were assaulted during the arrest, and on camera during the body cam footage, you didn't see any of that happen. So once somebody falsely accused somebody of Me Too, it now took a whole different turn. If it was 100% of the people saying Me Too aren't lying, you have something there, and we could make a lot of progress. But unfortunately, I've seen too many people go, yeah, I lost my job, but you want to know what? He hit on me. Because there's revenge, and you know, I'm like, look, if you were assaulted, that's one thing. If you're trying to get back at somebody, don't bear false witness. So I don't know what the answer is, but what we do have to do is make sure that people that do come out don't get re-victimized. But we also have to have a means where if somebody falsely accuses somebody, there's consequences. The 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there was a little bit of a hiccup in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Department of Health announced that there was a mistake in their COVID-19 vaccine rollout where some providers inadvertently administered second doses of Moderna vaccine instead of first doses. They were supposed to be first dose Moderna vaccine, instead administered second dose. Now, some of you are probably wondering, well, what's the difference? It's the same amount. It is. It's the same amount. It's the same vaccine. But they gave the wrong batch. Acting Secretary of Health Allison Beam would not name the providers, but said there was a structural problem that compounded over weeks. They said it seems that the perfect storm of circumstances and eagerness to get vaccine to residents, incredible pent-up desire by the public to get the vaccine, dedicated vaccine providers trying to deliver what their customers are demanding, inconsistent vaccine allocations, confusion about Operation Warp Speed vaccine deliveries, and the need for more frequent and clear communication from the department all converged to bring us to the point they are today. So what does that mean? Well, if they gave out second dose Moderna vaccine, they say there's not enough now second doses to meet the demand this week. Now, I know some of you are thinking, well, they gave people Moderna vaccine for first doses. Well, remember, if you get one brand, that's the brand you need to get for the second one. So I got Pfizer as my first one. I can't go to a Moderna clinic. If there's going to be a clinic with Moderna vaccine, I can't go. I can only go where there's a Pfizer second dose. So the reason why this is kind of a big deal is with Moderna, you have to get that second dose 28 days, even though they've now extended it to more weeks. With that Moderna second dose vaccine, you have now probably thousands upon thousands of people waiting for that second Moderna. If Moderna was going to be in short supply and Pfizer shipments were coming in, which is my guess, this is why this made such a big deal, then new people getting vaccinated and now starting to go down the assembly line, who are going to later have to be vaccinated again for their second dose, probably were going to get the Pfizer. And the Moderna that were saved specifically for those who were committed to the Moderna vaccine for the first dose, now may be up a creek without a vaccine. So if Pennsylvania, this health department, is getting shipments and shipments of Pfizer, and new people got the Moderna leftovers that were supposed to be saved, now we have Moderna people in trouble. Now, this kind of highlights why we had to be very, very careful deciding to just vaccinate everybody without proper, you know, sort of structure. Originally, we were told you have to get that second dose. In order to get that 94.5% efficacy from Moderna or the 95% efficacy from Pfizer, you got to get the two shots 4 weeks and 3 weeks apart, respectively, and you got to do it by the book. And then the CDC is like, nah, you know, you could wait a little bit on the second shot, or we need to vaccinate everybody, but the shipments are coming in sporadically. I hear every day that clinics got canceled. People had an appointment for a shot. They took off work. They had somebody drive them. They were ready to go. Got canceled. If they didn't get the shipment in, they can't get their shot. But if you have people that are waiting, you know, like when you high-five somebody but you leave them hanging? You got people not left hanging. So according to Beam, they are taking immediate action to remedy the situation, are committed to ensuring that second doses are available. The timing of second doses may be adjusted according to CDC guidelines, set between 21 and 28 days, maximum time at 42 days. So we now have 30,000 to 50,000 Pennsylvanians having to reschedule. Pfizer vaccine isn't affected, but my guess is what they're going to have to do is anybody about to get Moderna, they're going to probably have to ship to make sure these people get their Moderna in time. You know, this is it has been a cluster. On the flip side, though, I have to talk about what's gone right. I mean, you know, here we are a year later from starting to scratch our heads going, what's going on? Why are we having people have pneumonia and this isn't looking like pneumonia? And what did China say happened? And, you know, last February around this time, we were really starting to wonder what was going on. We were starting to see the hospitals get full. We were seeing that, you know, in some states, some people had it, and we were starting to see the spread. If we could go back and see what happened in February, it was probably one of the most confusing months. January and February. Meanwhile, we were still in the midst of flu season, pneumonia season, and so, and then of course it was a political year and it was an election year. So there was a lot of debate on, you know, what were the facts, what was hype, and unfortunately hospitals and doctors are like, guys, we're not lying, look at this, look at this. public officials are like, all right, well, you know, we got to do something. People were scared. You know, I was not a fan of the lockdowns. I was very frustrated with the lockdowns. But I do have to admit that the lockdowns, we already started to see by March, people bunkering down. I don't think we had to lock down to the degree that we did and cause such economic devastation. But there was so much fear over this virus that people, like I said, kids were sent home. Schools were closed before there were lockdowns. In my area, at least. So once the schools closed, then employees stayed home. And employees were like, you know what? My kid's home. So I can't come to work. So we already noticed that customers were going down. Less people were going into retail. People started to buy toilet paper. So they went into the big box stores to get toilet paper and food and things like that. And then people were just kind of wondering what happened. What's going on? Meanwhile, you saw less events happen. Match day was supposed to be, I believe, March 20th, where medical students find out where they go for residency. And they were already starting to consider canceling it at the start of March. And they're like, well, wait a second here. Really? We can't be with our families? What's going on here? And so things started to, we were still kind of questioning what was going on. So for us to be able to identify the virus, start working on a vaccine, have enough companies feeling financially safe to do that, last thing you want to do is make a vaccine and nobody buys it. So the pharmaceutical companies are like, Trump, all right, you know, you need to prepay for 100 million doses here, 100 million doses there, 100 million doses there. So for Operation Warp Speed, they diversified. They didn't know who was going to make it, who was going to, you know, beat everybody else. Was it going to be AstraZeneca? Was it going to be Pfizer? Was it going to be Johnson & Johnson? Was it going to be Moderna? Was it going to be Novavax, Sanofi? Tons of companies. So the Trump administration diversified, said, we're going to buy 100 million here, 100 million here, 100 million here. You guys just all make it to December if you can. Well, AstraZeneca had a little bump in the road with that transverse myelitis case, which they ended up saying it wasn't vaccine-related. I think Johnson & Johnson, I think Inovio might have had a bump in the road. So some of them had a bump in the road. And Pfizer and Moderna were able to make it to the finish line. But remember, we diversified. If we had put all our money into the Pfizer basket, again, we could have been screwed. So we ended up getting a vaccine 10 or 11 months after us starting to be affected by this. We were able to get FDA approval. We were able to review safety data, start administering it. It really was a phenomenal feat. The problem is it's a virus that's two doses. So you have to make sure that person gets that correct dose. Plus, the people to administer the vaccines had to be healthcare workers, and healthcare workers were kind of busy. They were kind of busy with COVID. Not to mention they were kind of exhausted after working as an essential worker. We had one cluster after another, and then, of course, a lot of politicizing, a lot of misinformation. And it was just one cluster after another. So we still, though, I think to be where we are today was a pretty phenomenal feat. So when I hear, well, you know, we didn't get a shipment in because of the weather, you know, in Texas, or, you know, there was issues with the website. That's another thing, by the way. You know, we get a card. If you've gotten your COVID vaccine, you get a card. There's no database yet. If you lose that card, you're in trouble. Why do you think we've been posting our cards on Facebook? Which, by the way, you shouldn't. You need to cover up, you know, the card. We talked about that because people are making these cards now, bootleg. But it's a card, and, Leo, you know, just like back in the 1950s, you could lose that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
A Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
3 or 4 days ago, I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous. He was very, very sick. From diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is not sure when power will be completely restored to Texas.
The answer really depends on the availability of those generators. We're working with them around the clock. Some of them are facing constraints in getting their generating units back online.
ERCOT CEO Bill Magnus says they're hoping to provide a balance across the system, and catastrophic blackouts would happen if it gets even more out of balance. USA Radio News. For more than 10 years, Joe Manchin has straddled the fault lines of American politics from his seat in the U.S. Senate. As a Democrat from West Virginia, Manchin continues to win elections even in the deep red Republican stronghold. Manchin's vote will be needed to pass the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which includes raising the minimum wage to $15. Something that many West Virginia businesses are not in favor of. Rob Petticord is a business owner. He tells Fox Business,
there's a lot of forces pulling him in different ways, and he definitely has the chance to stand up for West Virginia and America. And if nothing else, be a hero to West Virginians, because what they're trying to do on every front they're doing is against America and against West Virginia.
Catholics around the world celebrating Ash Wednesday today, which marks the start of Lent, 6.5 weeks before Easter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So college students have been kind of salivating at the mouth to see what Joe Biden will do when it comes to their debt. And originally, during the Democratic primary, the candidates were wanting to wipe off everybody's college debt. That sounds fantastic. It's just, do they have bigger fish to fry with a certain amount of money? I mean, are they going to be able to open the coffers and allow student debt to be completely paid off and wiped off without that money coming back. And so we started to see from student debt getting completely wiped off to maybe $50,000. And so the House and the Senate Democrats have urged President Joe Biden to forgive $50,000 of federal debt through an executive order. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had reiterated Biden should take that step during his first 100 days in office. But Biden looks like he's starting to push back. And he says he will only support up to $10,000 of debt forgiveness, and he would prefer Congress to craft that legislation. So apparently he had a CNN town hall yesterday. I didn't watch it, but from what I understood, it was real softball questions. They really kit and gloved him, and it's amazing when you look at the press conferences, you know, with Ms. Paskey versus McEnany and Trump's administration. It is just, it is like night and day. The calmness, the softness. It's, it's a shame that, you know, the media has been so biased such as that. It would really be nice to see, you know, some consistency. I don't think what happened with the Trump administration should be ever reproduced in terms of the hits that they kept on taking. So I don't really want to see, you know, Biden get hit like that. I think the media needs to stop being so destructive. But I think there has to be a little bit more even Steven here. It's just so obvious. But anyway, Biden said the American dream is to succeed, but how can we fulfill that dream when debt is many people's only option for a degree? Asked a woman in the audience. We need student loan forgiveness beyond the potential $10,000 your administration has proposed. We need at least a $50,000 minimum. What will you do to make that happen? And Biden said, I will not make that happen. The student debt crisis is a racial and economic justice issue, and we must finally begin to address it as such, according to Ayanna Pressley. Broad-based student debt cancellation is precisely the kind of bold, high-impact policy that the broad and diverse coalition that elected Joe Biden and Kamala Harris expect them to deliver. Schumer said this is one of those things the president can do on his own. We are not going to let up until we accomplish it, until $50,000 of debt is forgiven for every student in the country. But on Tuesday, yesterday, Biden gave several reasons why he wouldn't support it. First, he suggested that forgiving $50,000 in student debt would disproportionately benefit students who go to elite private colleges. He said it depends on whether or not you go to a private university or public university. It depends on the idea that I say to a community, I'm going to forgive the debt, the billions of dollars of debt, for people who have gone to Harvard and Yale and Penn. Now, graduates of wealthy Ivy League schools, they said, such as those, are often among students with the lowest amounts of student debt because of well-funded student aid programs, they say. This is according to CNBC. Said, according to the U.S. Department of Education's College Scoreboard, 3% of Harvard students take out federal student loans, and among these students, the median amount owed at graduation is between $9,000 and $25,000. They say higher-income individuals are more likely to have student debt. Brookings estimates that the highest income 40% of U.S. households owe almost 60% of the outstanding education debt. And it's because students from higher income households are more likely to attend college in the first place. When comparing those who attend college, Black and African American college graduates owe an average of $25,000 more in student loan debt than white college graduates. Now, Biden argued that funds could be better used to provide for early education for young children that come from disadvantaged circumstances, and highlighted his $50 billion proposal to make community college tuition free and 4 years of public university tuition free for students and families that make less than $125,000. He said, I am prepared to write off $10,000 in debt, but not $50,000. He said he doesn't think he has the authority. So this is something we talked about with college debt. There is, looks like, a limit to the money. It looks like Biden is realizing that he can't just spend and he needs tax dollars or money coming back. The college debt forgiveness helps a demographic that is not struggling in poverty usually and not able to feed their kids and, you know, living in, you know, below standard housing. That money would be helping people that got to go to college. And so if the Democratic Party is trying to help some of the most in need, there is better ways that money could be spent. But I get they had college students on board helping, you know, fire up the young base to vote for Biden. College students want payback. The problem with that is, though, is you have a lot of Democrats out there that just finished paying the last of their student loans. And to hear that they could have waited, kicked the can down the sidewalk, skipped their payments, defaulted, just to wait long enough to get some written off is really ticking off a lot of Democrats and Republicans out there. And again, many of those people have jobs. So, you know, where I stand with this is I think college, my position on it is a little deeper. And I kind of want to approach it the way we should have approached healthcare, which we didn't. You tell colleges that they could charge whatever the hell they want. It could be as ridiculous amounts per credit. They could pay their faculty, and boy, do these colleges, they pay their faculty good with you know, graduate with education and all their licenses and travel expenses. I mean, these professors get it pretty cush. And you're telling a school, keep charging like that. We'll help subsidize. Do the loans. We'll pay it off. You'll still get your money. I would personally like to see colleges charge less. I think there's ways to run universities a lot cheaper. I think there's, you know, rather than, like with Obamacare, it was let the insurance company charge double or triple, and don't worry, we'll compensate the insurance company. Well, how is that helping the average person? Yeah, it might help some of the students going to college, but that $50,000 debt won't even cut it, because colleges are now going to be free for all. We could continue charging more. There needs to be ways to make education cheaper. I don't think virtual education should be as expensive as in-person education because they're not enjoying the campus. You know? They don't need the security. They don't, and I get it. Colleges are little cities in and of themselves. They have little economies themselves, and they staff people and they hire people. But I worry that writing off student debt will just cause colleges to charge even more. Now, should college education be free? Well, it would be nice to have free college education. I think it's ridiculous that somebody has to go completely into debt for a degree that might not work. The only problem is if you want to dilute the value of a degree, just like a high school diploma. High school diploma now doesn't hardly get you jack diddly squat. Now you need a college degree. Why? Well, because high school is free. Now if college degrees are free, then those aren't going to be worth much. So it's a little tricky. I think we need to really kind of choreograph this much better. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial.
That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So earlier, I had wanted to give you guys as much information as possible, but we have a new viral strain, COVID viral strain, that was made as a combination of two already variant strains in circulation that might have combined genetic material. This is rarer than rare because usually when something like this happens, the virus doesn't live. But we have apparently, out of Los Alamos National Laboratory, picked up on a sample from California from a patient who had two strains of the virus combined in one, or genetic material from both strains. The Kent B1117 strain and the California strain 1B1429. Both of these apparently combined genetic material into one strain in a person from California. This is the first time we've seen anything like this in the pandemic in over a year. Also, we are looking more at the genetic material, so we are doing more sequencing. So there could be a possibility there might be more cases. But this basically has the N501Y mutation, which increases the virus's ability to infect, as well as the L452R mutation, which allows it to escape immunity in some with antibodies. So how the heck did this happen? Well, as we discussed earlier, when a virus infects a cell, it makes the cell work to make more of the virus. Then there's so much of the virus that the cell explodes, dies, and that virus then gets to latch on to new cells. It's kind of how viruses work. But they believe what might have happened is both viral strains, the California one and the UK one, infected the same cell at the same time. So when the cell was given the genetic instructions to make more virus, it had both virus genetic material. Rather than going, I'll do yours first and then yours next, it just all got done at the same time. It was like throwing two decks of cards on the floor and then trying to pick them up and separate them. You just don't. You scoop them all up and make a new deck. And that's kind of what happened with this. So these recombination events are rare, but we believe now it happened with COVID. Now, we don't know if this person, we don't have any information on the patient, we don't know if he's ground zero where this happened in his body, or did he just pick up this new combo strain from somebody else. So what they now have to do is reach out to his contacts, do contact tracing, test them, and see if they have the combo too. What does the combo mean? Well, if it means it could be super. I told you, I don't like calling the other variant super. Super means it supersedes everything. Supersedes a vaccine, supersedes a medication. I don't think the other ones do. But this one seems to have multiple mutations, making it stronger than ever. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be more deadly. We don't know that yet. But it can be more infectious. In California, is not on its way down with COVID cases, kind of on its way up still. Still very, I mean, every place I think is starting to see some improvement, but unfortunately we still have a lot of cases. When you look at the states, this has been reported by Fox News, California has 3.5 million cases, Texas 2.5, Florida 1.8 million, New York 1.5, Illinois 1.16 million cases, Georgia 969,000, Ohio 943,000, Pennsylvania 901,000 cases, North Carolina 826,000 cases, and rounding out the top 10, Arizona 799,000 cases. If you look at the death toll, California has 47,500 deaths, New York 46,000 deaths, Texas 41,000 deaths, Florida 29,000 deaths, Pennsylvania 23,000 deaths, New Jersey 22,000, Illinois 22,000, Ohio 16,000, Georgia 16,000, and Michigan 16,000. So, you know, it's interesting. People ask, how is Florida not superseding other states? Now, remember, California is more populous, but it is interesting. Florida has a lot of older people. Florida has Disney World open. Florida's Governor DeSantis is not as strict on the lockdowns and the masks and things like that as other places. And we're noticing kind of a parallel between Florida and California in terms of numbers. So it's interesting. It is definitely intriguing. And I think we're going to learn more after the fact. Now, many of you who have received a flu shot, a vaccine, Do you ever watch what happens to the needle? You don't, right? Nobody wants to watch the needle. Nobody even wants to see the needle going in. I don't mind watching. I stopped watching because I didn't want to make the nurse nervous. You know, when you're a physician, people always pant. They get a little nervous. You know, I can't see how many people draw my blood, and they go, okay, I'm usually not nervous, but, you know, or if they know me, you know, oh my gosh, I'm drawing Dr. Dolly's blood. Oh, I'm going to give her the vaccine. And so I understand it's a little nerve-wracking. So I don't look, because I don't want them to think that I'm scrutinizing. And I'm like, do what you do. It's okay. It's okay. Do what you have to do. No big deal. So I try to put them at ease so I don't look. I used to look all the time because I like to look. I like to watch. I like to see the blood come out. I think it's cool. I like watching. But oh well. So after the needle, it can't go in the garbage. I mean, remember, it touched your body. It goes into a sharps container. Okay, that's it. Well, no, it's not that. Okay, sharps containers get full. Well, now what do you do? Well, the sharps container has to go into a biohazard bin that also protects against needles, and then it has to go into, because we've got to make sure that nobody gets hurt, then it has to be disposed of properly because it's biohazard. Well, according to Fox News, an unintended consequence of COVID-19 is there has been a surge in new trash. Face masks, wipes, gloves, and now used syringes. We are vaccinating millions daily, but in order to dispose of the needles, we need to have that infrastructure in place. According to the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, the process of needles or sharps disposal must follow certain guidelines, especially when you talk about sticking and needles and all that. So we got to make sure people don't get injured. So the most common methods of disposal are grinding, burying, autoclaving. Now, many times they will clean the needles before disposal because, again, just in case, because that stuff is going to still have infectious disease on there. But let me see who gets credit for this. Terry Baer, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality Waste Programs Division Section Manager, Solid Hazardous Waste, says with a large number like this, it's important that there are a vast number of opportunities that are available to organizations. So some companies are trying to be more environmentally friendly. On-site Waste Technologies out of California said their latest device can save time, money, resources, because they compress up to 200 needles into a safe brick at one time. 38 states are already making this. I'm looking at the brick. It's basically like a melted, looks kind of pretty, but it's like a candle of syringes. All of the sharps waste that's taking place today, we can treat it immediately right on site, turn it into regular trash. See, that's the thing. All right, this can be trash, but they have to kill off any infectious disease, make sure nobody else gets hurt from them, in order for it to then enter the regular trash community. So the company estimates about 660 million syringes are needed to inoculate the entire U.S. population. If laid end-to-end, that would create enough waste to wrap around the Earth about 1.8 times. Their containers can condense the needle waste by about 80%. So I don't mean to do a commercial for them, but this is great that they could do that. They use thermal heat to treat the waste so it's safe to throw into a landfill. They say it's going to take about 3.6 million volumes of carbon emission. They could reduce that down to 200,000 levels of emission. Now, sharps containers are pretty expensive. So it's interesting to see that, you know, we really need to, you know, we have cold chains. There's also the dump chain. 1-877-DOCVALLEY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen.
Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.